All right, just a little some excerpts of what the bot has been doing for the past few days. It's been on, I think, since Tuesday night. We have about 1,200 tweets right now. And I'll just read about 40, I think. Overseas. Looks like Netherlands has no roads. Retweet this village. Crab stole the chicken. All I can say is, oh my gosh. Prepusolano. North America. Retweet famous for statue. Retweet loneliness. Red u een leven? That's good. Yeah, I'm pretty good. Red u een leven? Me. Maybe I'll look. Love me or hate me, both are the person below. Humanity, like globular arena tote, it is fitting then. Woman putting on as time folds everything else. A haiku to all. By printing out D of printing the internet, the end of history. En de prinsesjes en antwoorden over de nut van nutteloos. The post poet is an artist. And all art is spectacle. All because poetry. Data lekken is take it away juice wrap news van klantgegevens. Neuken met man van encrypten of hoe de fuck me erin zetten. Worshipping God means let us keep the flame of faith, dear young friends, I know. Retweet, she wore a, you need to tweet the haiku, a coffee so strong. I encourage your total control of copies, traded hands between. Thanks for the retweet. Congratulations. It's a Chilean potato. Damn Norwegians. Go know about Snowden's girlfriend. Interior light on. Retweet. The difference. Retweet. Information is. Retweet. Nusum. Women should fight for me. Er echt boos over. And some say it can be. Retweet. Beware of Niels ten Oever. With human. The first to ever. A red admiral had my serious and rounded, we waste ourselves. You tried to fool me, haiku based on your account. Awaking from slum. Retweet Winterthur, intercepted messages, retweet encryption. Crisis, welke crisis? Die gasten die opstond er op de Fram. I didn't have to retweet, retweeted, I don't give retweet, I don't have. Whistleblower in retweet murdered someone with prison teaser and... You've accomplished a like, baby, 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 I'm so proud of you. Retweet, ouch, die. Retweet, you noticed, right? WH, another Snowden. We'll speak tomorrow with Secret Services. N, we'll speak tomorrow. Golf cart in the ditch. Pictures of the Genesis. Stuff we transformed D. Yep, and poor Pierce. To noisy square build-up is go. They do point out one. Shows up this time over the Turkse genocide. We chuckled so hard. Please follow me, X. Follow me, please, please, I can't, please, I love you. We have a plan for every American's share the government needs. A poet loves me, although there's overlap. The lace-winged damsel fly. So I will just give a small talk on what I think should be the... A post-poetic aesthetics. The post-poet is a leecher. It is a parasite that lurks on the words of others. Other than most poets, the post-poet cares about language, but not about meaning. Meaning is nothing but a byproduct of its writing. However, the fact that the post-poet is not primarily, or actually is not at all, concerned with meaning by itself, is not at all concerned with meaning by itself, doesn't mean, of course, that it doesn't produce it. In fact, that is all it does all the time, literally. That is, what it does is reproduce, what it does is reproduce meaning and opinion, it shatters it and echoes it by altering it. By putting words in a different order and position, it puts them in a strange and surprising perspective. For one part, it does mirrors the everyday language of Twitter in all its nastiness, aggression, naivety, and idleness, in all its horrific and presumptuous self-indulgent self-presentation. Because we all know, of course, that far most of what is being produced on Twitter is either idle bullshit, pseudo-philosophical nonsense, or propaganda. Be it propaganda for the individual, the person that is desperately trying to be seen and heard, political propaganda, or commercial propaganda. In short, Twitter itself is already a cliché reflection of what public space has become in our society. A commercial marketplace where people work to consume and consume to be able to represent themselves as hip and successful consumers. A public sphere where everyone can say anything, but nobody's being listened to. By the way, I'm not saying Twitter by default is an uninteresting means of communication, or that its strongest cliché that it, for instance, played a major role in recent uprisings. Public uprisings and grassroots politics, although I'm very critical of the colonial bias in that statement when it comes to the dominant reception of the so-called Arab Spring, holds no truth at all. I'm just critical of the way it's dominantly being used, which is basically as a means to spread more of the same bullshit in a more efficient way. What I find very interesting about Twitter, though, is constituted by some other clichés, namely that it works so fast, that it forces the user to put all content in such short messages, and that it seemingly has no real archive that nobody looks at further than an hour or so back. All these ingredients make that people are willing to say almost anything they want on Twitter. They don't seem to hold back, but just blurb out any thought that pops up in their minds. It is therefore indeed one of the great places to review the language that is founding today's dominant discourse. This is exactly what the post-poet aims at. The post-poet is at his best when it manages to create a language that mirrors that mirror of the everyday in a freak light. When it is able not only to create a laugh, but also freaks the reader out a bit. In its optimal form, the post-poet creates the foundation for something that is highly theorized in post-colonial studies, namely mimicry. In mimicry, the colonizer or master is confronted with the colonized, the slave, that looks more and more like him or her, but not quite. This similarity, but not quite, freaks the colonizer out and thus paves the way for a possible resistance of the slave. The post-poet is a slave. It's a poet, but not quite. It's your effort Twitter user, but not quite. And we hope it freaks you out. All right. You're still working there? I'll just continue then. We're now prepared to switch back to another poetic form, that is the sonnet. And the sonnet is, of course, well known. It is made up of usually four strophes, stanzas, and always makes use of end rhyme in different patterns. The pattern we will produce is ABAB, CDCD, EEF, GFG. Every letter is a unique rhyming word. Just like real poets, our machine tends to deviate from this pattern a lot, though. In hacker's jargon, we call this a bug. Okay, he's gonna give it.
It's now working on the background of my laptop, but it's analyzing now, I think, the last 6 months of the LibTech archive. But it needs to find a proper rhyming structure. I can explain it to you all later at this talk. I hope it will finish in time. But we continue with our...
Yeah, you were actually going to give a short technical description right now.
Yes, exactly. Let me see. Highly difficult, this interaction. All right. I will give a very short technical description of how the sonnet machine works. It reads source text, but this time a lot of text. It's not limited anymore to Twitter messages. It only works on large bodies of text. It starts by making a statistical map, counting how often combinations of words appear. So you have the tree, it appears twice. Yeah? Or and a tree appears five times. So when the tree is in play, it's more common that it will be the last one combination, not the first one. So it then starts, when it creates a sonnet, it will start by picking random words, also based on their frequency in the text, so how common are they, random single words, and then produce sentences which contain the same probabilistic combination. So it will reproduce a certain feel of a text, because in the output text, it will be the same probabilistic frequencies of words as in the source text. But the next poems that we're gonna read are very interesting because they have mixed sources. The following poem is a mixed poem of the political program of the Dutch extreme right-wing anti-immigration party PVV. The political program of a party called GroenLinks, and an equally linked fragment from the Quran. It is in Dutch. We also have a nice English surprise for you, but this one is in Dutch. Islam verzamelterm. Havens, energie sector, Nederlandse handen bescherm. Waar goed zijn uitbouwend bedrijf. Islam vijf zuilen. Islam verzamelterm. Klein bedrijf. Mensen niet cadeau krijgen, kiezen. Onderzoeksbureau Lombard Street Research heeft Olly Rain lijst dringende adviezen. Superieur ander, minderwaardig islam, streeft tijd geen recht uitkering koffiehuisinspecties. Respect voor vele lokale tradities, niet kabinet, ambtenaren, niet kamer. Wens kwam, 1,5 miljoen Nederlanders. 2012, waarom deze nationale slaapkamer verlaten onze steden, verdrijft Joden.
I think actually the next poem only has one source, which is again the manifesto of the PVV. Zelf nemen. Heel goed zelf nemen. Er is dus volop. Voortdurende stelselwijzigingen en problemen, alle probleemwijken maar op. Zegt stop met die paleis bouwen en hier met concentratie 2 keer 3 kwartier. Daarna hopelijk met meer, tot er geen terugkeer, fouilleren in het hele Nederland, ons stelsel van maar wat de 80-jarige herijking van taken kan.
Let's go back to English. We leave the terrain of the knowns and head into the unknowns. What would happen if we focus our attention on the source of non-human, non-natural languages, for example, programming languages? We will finally be able to determine if there is indeed poetry in code. And it turns out that there is, at least in the Linux kernel. The following poem was produced by our Sonnet machine by putting the entire Linux source code, only the pure C files, and keeping the words that are also in the English dictionary. Again, not one word or sentence of the poem was introduced or modified by Matthijs or me.
Request though, else error, request though, mask static struct mask struct terminator into no void from client task. Playback done true same, both unsigned char remember, element with given name, in direction convert lock member. Canned away under because between standard which does delta static void call. Implements slow path page. Proper devices report small inputs, outputs, output stage. All right.
Yes.
So we're supposed
I
to
know
have
what you're questioning me about. Output stage. So I've got a text from a mailing list, and that means that there are a lot of headers and crappy shit in it, and I'm trying to filter it out right now, but I'm not certain that I will be able to do it in time.
You know what we'll do is
set up the sound, eh?
Yeah, I can just show you what the post poet sounds like if we just let him read, or it actually. Just a little soundscape thingy.
Welcome. About the 3rd of August 2013 asterisk and greatest of the poetry read by poets on at the tent with at noise is cash haiku. Listen to this post written by the post poet, no comments, posted in Twitter haiku tagged with haiku. Post poet, the post poet Twitter feed edit the 3rd of August 2013 asterisk I have what I call how does one live
about
it?
The 3rd of August it is tell 2013 anyone weird there is review hash haiku listen to this post written by the post poet no comments hash haiku posted in listen to this post written by the post poet no comments posted in Twitter haiku tagged with feed edit the 3rd of August 2013 asterisk Twitter feed edit the 3rd of August 2013
We
need Stellan. I have what I call how does we one live Stellan a hash when it is tell any hash haiku. We have written to this post. Haiku listen to this post written by the post poet no comments. Posted in Twitter haiku tagged with haikus. Post poet. The post poet. Twitter feed edit the 3rd of August 2013 asterisk. We need Stellan. We need Stellan. We need Stellan a hash when it's tall. Hash haiku listen to this post. We have this written a hash haiku listen to this post. Tag post poet. No comments. Posted in post 2013 the 3rd of August 2013 as poet. The August 2013 haiku listen to this post written by the post poet. No comments posted in Twitter haiku tagged with haiku. Post poet, the post poet, Twitter feed edit 3, August, 2013 asterisk RTO site day new album Prism, lights blue RT Stein, hash Prism hash haiku listen to, this post written by the post poet no comments posted in Twitter haiku tagged with haiku, post poet. The post poet Twitter feed edit the 3rd of August 2013 asterisk on the way back home the busiest traffic day RT crisis.
Alright, turns out it's not gonna work out, is it?
No, it's still working on it. So the software is trying to create a rhyme pattern, but I have to fine tune it. So I had hoped I would be able to do it in the time frame. But I suggest we finish with a haiku and everybody can hang around here and I put my laptop on the beamer and you can, if you like, drink a beer with me, supply me with some text and we can produce some sonnets together. So, when it's done, I will definitely, like I am planning to post the Linux kernel sonnet on the Linux kernel developer mailing list. So I will definitely do that. So join us on the stage if you like.
No.
We
had a last tweet, which is actually the first haiku that was created by the post poet when we put it online and programmed it to the topic Ohm 2013. Go home, you are drunk. Ohm has an official boss for the imminent.
So, we would like to end the official part of the talk. If you have any questions, please do so now. And please join us here when we work on some great new poetic procedural poetry.
Go. Wil je hem erin gooien?
Nee. Are there any questions? So I can.
Oh, there's a question.
So the thing that I've done some sort of natural language processing in the past, and the thing that interests me is like how did you determine the number of syllables in each word?
Yeah, that's a very good question. We started working with this thing on Dutch, and it turned out to be incredibly difficult in Dutch. I had to do. I have still not worked on that because it turned out I had to rip basically a Dutch dictionary, which is a Windows program. I had to. Couldn't crack it, so I had to build a screen scraper, you know, and it just basically clicks on every word, then grabs the text of the word, and then it counts the dots, and all the dots are the real syllables. So the English language, the Dutch language, is notoriously difficult. It has a lot of different syllables in words. Like the French, it's more easy, and for the English, fortunately, there are more online resources. So I basically got a dictionary, which has the number of dictionary, the number of syllables in it. And I also found an algorithm that some person wrote for English guessing the number of syllables in a word that's like a name, it's not in the dictionary, and it's surprisingly accurate. So it still makes mistakes, but they're very uncommon in English haikus.
Thank you very much. Another question? Cool, well, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much, Emil and Matthijs, post poets here in Noisy Square.
Thank you.
So come forward if you have some text that you really want to have be made into sonnets. Oh, one more question.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was interested. It seemed from your talk that you're working with digrams. Have you also tried to make to do stuff with trigrams?
Yes, it actually already works with trigrams. I didn't want to go into the statistical details, but if you ask, it is a Markov structure, probabilistic structure. So it's a tree-based structure. It can be on arbitrary depth. So it, what he means is when you have a big tree, then you have three words, right? And when you have the big tree, then you have a combination of three words. So it has make a map of all the two words combination, all the three words combination, and when it produces a sonnet, it will first has an end word, then it will use a two, and then for the word before that, it will use the three word combination. And then it will use keep using the three words. It doesn't go to four because the lines are so not so long. Yeah. We applied on prose actually, and it can be applied also on characters. We have done that also. So then you ignore words, you look at characters, and then you take a long depth, and then you can actually create new words that sound like English words, but are not English.
They're freaky.
Yeah, that's freaky.
Can you elaborate a bit more on the poetics? Because I found the concept quite interesting that Twitter was a cliche of speech in our society, and the post poet is a cliche of Twitter. And also how mimicry fits in there. You went pretty fast there. It would be good if interesting if you could elaborate a bit more on that.
I think what we're interested in as the post poet, so not only the Twitter bot, but also the sonnets that we write, is the way that language is being used to found a dominant discourse. So what we try to do is by mixing up those words, by taking their words and reordering them and lyrics out of those words, we try to sort of turn their official meaning around and put them in a different daylight. And what happens then is very shocking, like throw all the Jews out, you know, which is actually a line that we were reading earlier. So what it does, it sort of it demystifies the things that are being said in political, but also in everyday language and in political discourse as well. So it demystifies, but it also encrypts and it decrypts. So it's sort of it's constantly playing around with the logic that is being implemented through things like Twitter and also on the marketplace in the daily world, but we cannot use that because we don't have them as words. But what I want to do is just take away the language of the everyday and reorder it and then show it. You know, this is what you're actually saying, and that is what I find interesting. So why the Twitter thing works so well is that it actually talks back. So it sort of creates this immediate mirror of what you're actually saying on Twitter all the time. So just by clicking on it or following it or mentioning it, it sort of puts a mirror in front of your Twitter wall immediately, which I find really sort of fascinating. I hate the poems that are being created out of my own Twitter feed. It's terrible.
Why?
Because they're not that beautiful, so they don't actually work. A lot of the haikus that it makes are all often I think what the problem is with my Twitter feed is that I'm not a good Twitter user, because I use very long sentences and I try to explain way too much. So if you only have five syllables, you're just not at the point yet. So I don't know, you just have random words that are not interesting to read. But often it works really well, and often it actually does sort of create this quite freaky notions and layers of meaning that I find very interesting.
Have you tried putting post poet's output back into it to see what an original poem by the post poet would be?
Sorry, what does the question I didn't get in? What was
if you take the poems that the post poet is creating and put them as the input
Oh, that actually happened because all our haikus are noted with the hashtag haiku, and then haiku went trending. So it was actually creating haikus out of its own haikus, which was weird. Yeah.
Yeah. It now tries to avoid reading its own posts. So it now has an algorithm to. I think if you look back at the earliest post, then it was constantly talking about itself, because of course what was mentioning the post poet the most itself. So then it was like an escalation. So now currently it's saying if it's from me, I don't read it.
So,
yeah. So it used to be a normal Twitter user.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah. Actually, we have about 1,300 tweets. We started up at Tuesday, and everything is at the website that is right there. So everything is automatically put back on the blog as well. So you can search there and try to find some. Actually, some of the haikus are quite beautiful and quite interesting. It's all there. Okay.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you very much once again.
Sure.